closet where they put things. What do they call that?
They call that closet.
The closet where they keep their canned goods.
We call that the closet, and either pantry.
I see.
Now that's what we called it, in the pantry.
Pantry. Mm-hmm. All right. If you have some things around your house that say they're old, worthless things, and you have them stored away, and maybe you ought to get rid of them, but you just don't. You say, oh, I just got the biggest old pile of...
junk, we call it.
All right. Mm-hmm. And where, in a house where you store junk, would you call that some particular place that you...
Junk house.
Do you usually keep it in a... Would it be a place apart from the house?
Oh, yeah. Apart from the house. Out there. And I just like... Out there, I've got a lot of stuff out there. Well, I've got a little shed out there because from my barn. I've got that little out there, called it down out there to the barn.
Is that your barn that I can see?
You see a barn with that rusted top?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's just called, that's the barn.
Do you have any livestock now?
No, when I took sick in 69, my children come here and sold all of my cattle.
Sold my
stock. At your age, we don't want you to have nothing to do with it. No more trying to farm and nothing. All. You done up in your 80s now, and no business want you to farm. All. And so I just turned it loose, and that boy began to grow up around in here. Tried to get other folks that had cattle. Let them pass in here to keep their stuff down. He did it 1 year, and after that 1 year, then took them out and been growing up around here ever since. And I don't have anything to do with it.
Mm. What do you use your barn for now?
No, nothing at all.
Nothing, just sits out there.
Just sit out there. Mm.
I imagine that when your wife was living, every morning she wanted the house to look nice, you know, and she'd say she had to go around with her dust cloth or whatever in the morning, and you'd say every morning she'd dust,
she'd sweep up and dust around and clean up. She had the dusters all around, and we call that, just like this year here. So sometime we get together here, and she said, well, I'm going to move out all of this, and I want to mop the floor here, mop all in here, clean up here so it kind of look like something. Well, we get our mop and come here and mop, get us some detergent and put some oil in there called pine soil, and give it a good clean out in here, and good smell like it was, fresh smell to it. Well, I'd have to go through here, on through and all around, help mop up and clear up.
When did your wife pass away?
Passed in 1968, in June. 68.
You all must have been married for a pretty long time.
Pretty close to 50 years.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. How many children now do you have? Were naming, and I kind of lost track over here.
That's that young man and that young lady there. And this girl and that girl is this young man's children.
Oh, I can tell that.
Yeah.
They really look like
him. And everybody say that when you see him, you see me.
I think so. And you know who else he reminds me of? Dr. King.
Sure enough.
Do you not see any